Okay, so tonight, here in a couple hours, of course, Cowboys Saints. And I was listening to Troy Aikman's on Tuesday.
Yes.
And Troy was talking about Sean Payton and the Saints and
right.
the larger version of the Saints looking back over the Sean Payton era. And Troy said that he feels that Sean and maybe the Saints fans would have great regret if Sean Payton walks away, whenever that is, with only one Super Bowl win, knowing the quarterback situation they had for 15 years, or however long it was with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
A long time. They got one. And I'm kind of like, I'm walking my dogs, listening to Detroit, and we've had this conversation you and I have before.
Right.
And maybe it's because, maybe if Sean Payton's Super Bowl would have been like the Dirk championship, instead of it being in year three or whatever it was, four.
Yeah, I want to say it was his fourth season with the Saints.
If it would have been 2016 or maybe the year that they got screwed in the NFC championship game,
yeah.
that we would look at it a little bit different. But don't you feel that it's all kind of based on when you get it? Like John Elway. If John Elway would have won a Super Bowl in year two and then had been to multiple Super Bowl games and AFC championship games and never got it done, then we would look at it a little bit differently. But it's the same result, essentially. I know he got two. But
yeah.
Aaron Rodgers the same way.
Right.
If Aaron's Super Bowl would have been last year, we'd be like, huh. I mean, that guy fought his ass off for 15 years and finally got his and
right.
worked and never gave up and was a team leader and stayed with that little franchise, and just like Dirk. But with Peyton, I feel it's the exact opposite because it happened so early and then it never came to fruition again for whatever reason. I look at it the same, though. I look at it as they got one no matter when it was.
Yeah, and well, it's couched different ways. For instance, if you are an enthusiast of the Green Bay Packers, you hear from all of your friends who like the Lions, Bears, and Vikings, and they all say the same thing. Like, this is now taught in their schools now that, hey, if you run into a Packer fan, ask them what it's like to have a Hall of Fame quarterback situation for over 30 years and only win two Super Bowls. And I'm sure it sounds great when they're teaching that class on how to own a Packer fan. But I've always thought, when I was a kid, if you would have told me I'm going to see two Super Bowls in 30 years, I think I won.
Yeah, and
I think that sounds amazing.
And how about this, too? You're in it every year.
Yeah, you're always competitive.
You're in the mix every year. And New Orleans has been in the mix.
That's right.
Sans a couple of years, of course. But
that's right. And so the Seahawks with Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, the Saints with Drew Brees and Sean Payton all have the same combination of longstanding good coach, maybe even very good coach, and franchise quarterback. And in each case, they will all surpass a decade easily, and in some cases 15 seasons with that guy, and only have one Super Bowl. And so I think it's all how it's couched. Like, if you ask any one of those guys, if you ask Russ or Pete or Sean or Drew or Aaron or Mike, if you ask any of them, do you kind of regret that you didn't win more than one? Every one of them is going to say, yeah, of course, man. I think about it all the time. We should have had two or three, because that's how athletes think. All these close calls, they're like, man, one thing happens differently and we get that other one. But if it turns into a insult of, hey, Sean Payton, you went to New Orleans and all you did is bring that city the only championship they've ever won.
Yeah, and basically joy and high competitive football for two decades straight.
Like, people that literally thought they were going to die without ever seeing their team win a title, you brought that to them. Hey, how does it feel to be a failure? I don't get that at all.
No.
I don't get that at all. I equate championships with climbing Mount Everest, and you can tell me it's more impressive to climb Mount Everest two or three times, and I'll agree with you. But that doesn't take away that that dude freaking climbed Everest. And that's so hard and puts him in such a rare class. And you could say, well, how did Eli win too? Look, I don't know. I can't explain sports. I'm simply telling you, if you look at, there are 32 teams, and so if everybody gets their turn, it's once every 32 years. And do you know how many coaches are in each franchise on average for 32 years? Probably 10. And so you start to do the math on what your odds as an NFL coach of ever winning a title. Were some blessed with getting to be there when Michael Jordan was there or the NFL equivalent? Absolutely. But Andy Reid right now has done this his whole life, and he's climbed Everest one time.
Yeah.
Am I going to call him a failure? No freaking way.
And he's looked at kind of like the Dirk of the coaches because it happened so late.
Yes.
And he's been, you know, there's been this this late in life, oh, he actually is a great coach.
Yes.
Because there was questions.
There were questions.
And it made no sense that we would question a dude that was so great with Philadelphia for so long, and then we're like, oh, well, yeah, he's good. Now he's good.
Yeah, and, you know, it's certainly content that keeps cold pizza and hot takes going all the time, and everybody, you know, makes a good living talking about sports and looking down at this guy because he doesn't have as many rings as that guy. And I'm sure I'm as guilty of it as anybody, you know, when you talk like the NBA hierarchy, well, this guy only has 4 and this guy has 6. And I get it. It's what we do, and it's low-hanging fruit. But, man, it for those guys, like, just think about this. The next time somebody delivers a Super Bowl victory to the Dallas Cowboys, that could be Dak and Mike McCarthy, could be Dak and Kellen Moore or Spalding or whoever the coach is when Dak wins a title, or who knows, Dak's grandson might be. Who has any idea the next time they win a title? But I'll tell you something, it will be a transformative moment in this city's history and in this fan base's history, because a lot of the people who are waiting for that glory year of the Cowboys, they're not going to automatically say, hey, man, I'd like 2 more now. I mean, you can want 2 more,
yeah.
But I assume it will be such a singular moment in their life. Like, dude, we hear about guys all the time. Like, they were, like Mino, they were in kindergarten when the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
Right, they don't
and
remember.
Now they have a mortgage and a, you know, and kids and stuff. And, you know, that's all they know for Cowboys football. Rick Carlisle is properly going to be revered in this city forever and ever because him and Dirk got it done. And that, you know, so I agree with Troy. There's no question Sean Payton is going to think he probably should have had a couple more, just like McCarthy, just like Pete Carroll, just like Andy Reid. It just doesn't work that way.
No, and I think there's so much to be said, though, for the coaches and the quarterbacks that, again, ultimately, it may end up in disappointment for the fan base because you don't, quote, win it all. But you've had September and October and November and December and part of January of damn near every year where you're in the mix. Your fan base is having an absolute blast.
Yes.
And it's good times.
There is joy in being an Arizona Cardinals fan this year. And that joy should not disappear if they don't win it all.
Right.
Like, they should have said, you know what, 2021 – that was 4 or 5 months where I had hope, and I was enjoying myself, and I couldn't wait for the next game. And that journey is fun. It's not just the destination. The journey is
it
where
is.
The joy.
And all the things in it that are involved. Like, I've got the Sports Illustrated in the mail, and there's Kyler on the cover. And for kids that are 15 years old, they're like, oh, my God, how cool is this? Our guy, our little guy's on the cover. And
right.
Yeah, it's just, you just got to look at it from a different perspective. It's just the title or bust or now multiple titles. I'm not buying it.
No, but I wonder if that's changed with you over the years like it has with me. Because
just being older?
Yeah, I think being older allows you that perspective of seeing, you know, the fact that it doesn't always happen
probably.
As often as you think.
Yeah.
You know, you start to see the patterns of sports life, you know, and how many careers can come and go. And, you know, Dan just said Aaron Rodgers is 38 today.
Yeah.
38. I remember when he was 22 and he was mad in the draft room. And, you know, we've had some good times. And if he retires with 1,
great.
Bro, it was a great time.
And, you know, for him, and Drew Brees was the same way last year, it's like at this point, here you are in December, and there are no guarantees that he's back the next year, and you got like 6 games left of his life.
Yeah.
As your guy.
That's right.
That's a weird feeling.
And you're also in that range where, man, if I win it all, do I want to ever play again? Like, the Elway dismount was so
the
perfect.
Best. I don't even know of another quarterback that's ever done that.
No, I don't really. I don't either, but it also tells you something about that guy we haven't mentioned the entire segment, that darn Tom Brady, who just said, yeah, put that trophy over there with the other ones. I'm coming back to do it again.
I'll be back. If Brees would have won.
That son of a gun.
If Brees would have won one of those titles, whether it was the one that they really got screwed on against the Rams or, you know, any of the other playoff runs that he had, I think late in his career from 37 to 40, I think he would have stepped down.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, his level obviously deteriorated last year pretty severely, but I think he would have jumped ship had they would have won from 36 to 40.
Yeah, well, if they wouldn't have got screwed in that Rams game, they would have had to figure out how to beat Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course.
And Brady.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.